Hello and welcome to day 14 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And, oh, I'm sorry, day 15 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. My bad. I am recording these all on Sunday night. So, yeah, like I said, hopefully I don't screw up. But, you know, it's a kind of a fitting mistake because I'm talking about a thing within a thing. I am talking about the Netflix series Russian Doll, which I loved. It was weird. So it's not exactly Groundhog Day, but it's about these two people that keep reliving this particular night or day. You know, it starts out at night. Sometimes they get into the next day, but then they end up dying and then going and everything gets reset. And eventually they find each other. And they go through figuring out, okay, what is this? How do I make myself better? Blah, blah, blah. The whole existential thing that eventually happens in one of these scenarios, right? And the conclusion is completely unexpected. I really enjoyed it. It was some fantastic acting, but it was also, I don't know, it was very compelling. It is a drama. It is not, I mean, there's jokes in it because it's Natasha Lyonne and she's a funny person, but it is not meant to be a comedy. It is meant to be a drama. So if you're going into it, you should know that. It's not for everyone, but for me, this is perfect. This is exactly the kind of thing that I want to be watching. Plus, I am a huge fan of Natasha Lyonne. I always have ever since Slums of Beverly Hills. I was like, okay, I need to see this woman and I need to see more of this woman. And I dig it. It's it takes place in New York, so there's a lot of familiar vibes there. There are a couple of times where I'm just like, oh my God, you people are so pretentious. But some people are like that and that's okay. That's just fine. So I highly recommend it. It is definitely okay. These things are happening. And that happened again. Yep. Okay. So check it out. Enjoy it. And we're going to serve this with a thing within a thing. And so I'm going to say a turducken, and which is a turkey with a duck inside it. Wait, it's a turkey with a chicken with a duck inside. So it's three things. And if you want to have it the best, you're going to have it, each of those with different stuffings. Like the way my friend Chris made it that one year, and it was amazing. I have had like a fast food alternative, not from Biggerson's, thank you, but it wasn't as good. So I will say, just because something says it's a turducken does not mean it is going to be amazing. That one that Chris made us was amazing.
Nutty Bites is produced by Mimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.